Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Ilhan Omar's memoir, This Is What America Looks Like. Sophie, I have to ask, did you know she spent years in a refugee camp before coming here?
I did, but reading her account of it was something else. She was 8 when the civil war started in Somalia, and her family fled to Kenya. The way she describes Dadaab, the camp, it's not just a story of suffering. She talks about how people built schools out of nothing, how mothers created communities. It's remarkable.
Right? That part really stuck with me. She doesn't dwell on the trauma for shock value. She's showing you that even in the worst circumstances, people find ways to organize and hope. And then they get resettled in Arlington, Virginia, and suddenly she's a 12-year-old kid dealing with snow and a whole new language.
Exactly. And her father was this huge influence. He was a teacher who instilled in her the sense of civic duty, that you have to ask questions and demand justice. That becomes the foundation for everything she does later.
You know, I think the part that got me was when she starts working multiple jobs as a teen, putting herself through college, and then she gets involved in community organizing in Minneapolis. She sees the gap between America's ideals and what's actually happening, poverty, systemic racism, the way the war on terror targets her community.
Yeah, and she says those experiences radicalized her, but not in the way people usually mean that word. It deepened her belief that ordinary people should have a say in the decisions that affect their lives. So she runs for the Minnesota House in 2016, challenging a longtime incumbent.
And she wins. But then Trump gets elected the same year, and she talks about the shock and grief she felt. Like, she'd worked so hard to believe in this country, and then it revealed this ugliness she couldn't ignore.
Right.
But she also says that moment renewed her determination. She fights for affordable housing, criminal justice reform, immigrant rights, and she becomes a vocal critic of the Muslim ban and family separation. That makes her a target, of course.
Oh, totally. The death threats, the Islamophobic attacks. She had to take security precautions just to run for office. But she won again, this time for Congress, and she becomes one of the first 2 Muslim women ever elected, alongside Rashida Tlaib.
And the book doesn't sugarcoat what it's like once she's there. She writes about microaggressions, double standards, the way she's told to be more moderate and polite, while her white colleagues get praised for the same assertiveness.
Yeah, and she addresses the controversies too, like the accusations of anti-Semitism around her comments on Israel. She doesn't just defend herself, she explains the context and the principles behind her views. She acknowledges mistakes, but won't apologize for her core belief that all people deserve dignity.
That's a big part of what makes the book so compelling. She's arguing that her identity as a refugee, a Muslim, a woman, a mother, it gives her a unique perspective. She knows what it's like to be hungry and stateless. But it's not a politics of victimhood. It's a politics of solidarity. She says the most vulnerable people aren't problems to be managed. They're resources to be tapped.
Man, that line hit me hard. And she keeps coming back to this idea of home. What does it mean to belong to a place that's both welcomed and rejected you? For her, the answer is action. America isn't a fixed thing, it's a project, an experiment that requires constant effort.
Right.
She's critical of both parties, but especially of people who say nothing can change. Her whole life is a refutation of that defeatism. And she's also really honest about the personal cost, the strain on her marriage, the guilt of time away from her kids. She doesn't pretend to have it all figured out.
That vulnerability is what makes her so relatable. She's not some untouchable icon. She's a person in process, constantly learning. And she closes the book by calling on us to join the struggle, to become protagonists in our own stories.
One thing I really took away is that she insists the people who've been most betrayed by America's promise are the ones who must lead the way in fulfilling it. That's a powerful reframing. It's not about charity, it's about justice.
Yeah, that's the one thing I'm actually taking away, that the arc of history bends toward justice only when we bend it. And her book is this incredible testament to hope, not naive hope, but the kind that keeps showing up even after death threats and smears.
Absolutely. And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app, with 6,000 plus fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
Well, Sophie, I think that's a perfect place to leave it. This Is What America Looks Like is a reminder that the story of this country isn't finished, and that we're all the authors of its future.
Exactly.
Thanks, Sam. We'll see you in the next one.